Charlie, Charlie Burns, B-U-R-N-S, 51302. So a 20-year-old young lady comes in today with sinus drainage, sore throat, severe cough, congestion, headache, and swelling in her neck. The patient is 20 years old. She's been exposed to school-age children who may have had mononucleosis, period. The patient has been hospitalized in the past with symptoms of peritonsillar abscess, and she has copious mental lymphadenopathy. For this reason, we're concerned about possibility of abscess formation as well. Patient is tachycardic, but she's alert. She's awake. She's in no distress. Allergy, oats, tree nuts, rice, corn, strawberries, shellfish, no medication, has had injections and penicillin in the past. Last period, January 15th, under social, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, she's not married, never been pregnant, she works at HEB. tonsil surgery, tonsils and adenoids, a cyst removed in her mouth and around her teeth, medical problems, anxiety, depression, asthma, ADHD. Medication includes Sertraline and Adderall. Okay. Then family history, diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, immunization for COVID up to date. 192 pounds, 98%, 98.8, 16, 101, 114 over 75.
Just cross it out. The
heart, pleasure, some pleasure, two lungs, two bronchi, TMs are red, portion of fetuses, red, and inflamed, logical, non-focal. You chose the rash, positive lymphadenopathy. Assessment because of lymphadenopathy, we looked at her neck. Via carotid ultrasound, via neck ultrasound, soft tissue, there was no evidence of abscess formation. Noted. Next one is we looked at a carotid with no evidence of obstruction. With, we also looked at an abscess. We looked at splenomegaly, and patient possible mono, none was found. Liver was within normal limits. Kidney and spleen were within normal limits. She was sent home with bronfodm, augmentin, and Medrol dose pack. She also received rosuvastatin and dexamethasone 1 milligram now before discharge. Everything was explained to her before discharge, and she was given ample time to ask questions before leaving. Thank you.